Up this afternoon at 5 o'clock, the Feminist Action Collective and Trans Plus are having a collaborative panel discussion and community conversation on trans-inclusive feminism. Joining us this morning to talk a little bit more about it is Sean Hayes. Hey, Sean, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk a little bit about the idea of trans-inclusive feminism. I know that one of the interesting things that I read was as women talked about a new women's march this January on the anniversary of the first women's march the year previous, they were kind of abandoning the pink hats because they thought, well, you know, not everybody identifies as a woman who is involved in this march necessarily, and not everybody identifies necessarily as a white woman. And so they were really trying to broaden that up and make it a little bit more inclusive. And trans people were some of the people they were really interested in making sure felt included. What's that about?
Yeah, that's a great lead into this event, actually, because the way that this event actually came about is from speakers talking about the need for greater inclusivity in our community and our organizing at the Twin Ports 2018 Women's March. And so basically these speakers had come out and said exactly those things, that we need to be including more people in our feminism movements, in our social justice movements. And so Feminist Action Collective, who's teaming up with Trans Plus for this event, had basically heard those calls to action at that women's march here in the Twin Ports, and then reached out to us at Trans Plus and wanted to coordinate an event. So here we are.
I think that's fantastic. You know, I did an interview a few years ago. I did the interview, actually, right after the shooting at the Pulse nightclub. I did an interview, and I had a number of guests join me in the studio to talk about being gay in the Twin Ports, being transgender in the Twin Ports. And many of the transgender people really, you know, some weighed in on social media. They didn't want to be identified by name. They didn't want to speak out. They were concerned about some kind of retribution, perhaps losing a job. They felt pretty uncomfortable in this community. Do you think that that's still the case, or do you think maybe a little progress is being made?
Well, I am an eternal optimist, and so I, you know, I'm always looking for the silver lining, looking for the positive change that's going on, and I do see that in the Twin Ports here. I see a lot of people doing a lot of great work, reaching out and opening up these initiatives to more and more people, but then there are still lots and lots of people who are afraid to come out, you know, just with the typical fear of family and friends rejecting you just because you're transgender, like you said, losing a job or not being able to find housing. These are just typical things that trans people face just because they're transgender. And then when we talk about the current administration in power and how they've been very hostile towards the trans community, it really makes a lot of sense why people are nervous and afraid and are being more cautious about coming forward. But those of us like me and others who are out in the community trying to educate and make things better for trans folks, you know, we're out here just trying to do the best we can and make things better for everyone.
One of the things I have noticed, you mentioned the current administration, one of the things I have noticed is that it seems as though the pushback is really doing some interesting and community culturally changing things. You know, for example, the Me Too movement. This is a situation that's been going on for decades, and all of a sudden people are standing up who normally were too afraid to come forward for fear of retribution, losing jobs, condemnation from the community, and saying, not putting up with this anymore. It seems like there's been a lot of pushback, and at least it seems, and I could definitely be wrong from my perspective, but it seems like there's been a real effort on a lot of different parts to have voices be heard that haven't been heard before. Is that just again? Is that my being an eternal optimist, or do you see some of that too?
I do see some of that. You know, what we're seeing in the Twin Ports is local activists and organizers who are really doing their best to reach out to different community groups and organizations doing different types of work. And so we're seeing relationships be built between these groups, and then all of us can come together, band together against this hostility that we're facing in so many areas of our lives, and really work together to make those things better. So that's what I'm seeing, and it's very exciting and empowering, and it just kind of motivates me to continue doing the community work that I'm already doing.
From my perspective, it seems as though a couple of things are needed. First of all, people need a strong backing in order to step forward and make these statements. They need to know that other people, in whatever capacity, have their back. And the second thing is that enough people begin to take their part so that in the dominant culture, there is suddenly an idea that, okay, this bullying isn't going to be tolerated any longer, that that sexual harassment in the workplace is not okay anymore, that bullying is not okay anymore. Do those seem like the steps that need to take place before some change on a large scale can be effected?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, as you said, we're seeing that. We're seeing waves of women coming forward, trans women and cisgender women coming forward with the Me Too campaign. And then I think about Time's Up as well. So a lot of people are sick and tired of this and are coming out. And that's my encouragement to other people, too. You know, there's lots of good people in our community. And yet, where are they? They should be coming to these events and learning more and broadening their understanding of who their community members are. And so this is just, I think, the beginning. And I hope, and I really am hopeful, that this is the beginning of a huge tidal wave of people saying, we're not going to do this anymore. We're here, and we want to be accepted and supported in our full human dignity. And I think it's really great that folks are coming forward.
Talk a little bit about the event that's going to be taking place at 5 o'clock this afternoon. There's going to be a panel discussion and a community conversation. Talk about some of the things that are going to be hauled out and dissected in the panel discussion today.
Sure, yeah. So like you said, it's really sort of a starter community conversation tonight. The event we're calling Trans Inclusive Feminism, and it's a Trans Plus FAC event, the Feminist Action Collective and Trans Plus. And as you said, we're going to be featuring a collaborative panel discussion. We also have a speaker coming from UMD who specializes in women, gender, and sexuality studies. And then our panel members are actually speaking from a lot of different perspectives, which includes their own personal experience, the work they're doing in community organizing and academic research. So really just looking at feminist objectives, the gaps in our current practices here in the Twin Ports and larger scale, and then ways to ensure that our feminism can be affirming and empowering to all people, and not, not including certain folks. So we're very excited, and we're hoping that lots of folks will come out to just learn more and to start this conversation with us.
If someone was considering going to this event, but they were a little uncomfortable, they thought to themselves, you know, maybe I should go. I would probably learn something, but I'm a little uncomfortable. I don't quite know what I'm going to find. I don't know if I might be under attack for my opinions or my ideas. And this is something a little strange to me. I'm not quite sure I'm comfortable. What would you say to that person?
Well, I would say I've been there. When we learn new things and when we learn about people, that tends to be uncomfortable because it's outside of our own personal experience of the world or of people. And so one of the things I've actually learned from my boss is that we really need to be leaning into that discomfort in order for the most growth to happen. So I would encourage those people, yes, it may be uncomfortable, and yes, you may not know a lot of things about transgender people or trans-inclusive feminism, but the goal is to have those people still show up and really lean into that discomfort, and then we can all grow together as a community as we learn and talk more.
Fantastic. So there you have it. You've got the support. You've got the people who have your six saying, you know, let's learn together, let's grow together. And of course, as it seems like it always happens, when you want to affect change, you said the magic two words, show up.
That's right.
Sean, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you.
Thank you very much.
Sean Hayes joined us this morning. The Feminist Action Collective and Trans Plus are having a collaborative panel discussion and community conversation this evening, beginning at 5 o'clock. And we'll get some links up on our website so folks can find more information.